Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Greetings, listener.
Greetings, listener.
Sorry. Do you want to?
Sorry. No, Hugo.
Greetings, listener, and welcome to Springleaf, the only podcast where an undercover cop shares his wire recordings with the public. I'm your host, Pat Springleaf, and on today's episode, I'm joined by the one, the only, Mr. Tom Allen.
Thank you, Patrick. I am today's guest.
Now, Tom, you actually feature on this episode's wire recording, a first for the podcast.
Yes, well, something happened involving you and I. And for the longest time, I have wanted answers but never received them until, fingers crossed, this blessed day.
Pat, you written that reference for me yet? I need it by end of play.
Oh boy, we're going on a job hunt. We're not scared.
We done it or not?
Yeah, of course, Adams. I'll write it up ASAP.
Well, you better. I hate podcasts and I want out.
That's what I said 10 years ago, and look at me now.
Not now, Tom Allen. I'm not in the mood.
Let's get stuck in. I just landed myself a new comedy agent.
His ex-wife.
And it wasn't long before she had some big Tom Allen-related news for me.
The very best kind of news. Play the tape, Adams.
Don't tell me what to do, mate.
Sorry, I usually host these things. I'll get used to it. It's fine.
Theta, this office is plush as hell. Golden desks shaped like a dog's bone, furry zebra wallpaper, glass bottom floor of a shark tank beneath it containing a single shark that's also your client. You can afford all this just from getting Serpico multiple roles as a Murdoch?
I can afford all this, Pat, because...
Thomas just asked a perfectly valid question, so just to clarify, it's the same as a mermaid, but instead of top half woman, it's top half dog, and it can be any breed of dog, and any breed of fish, I imagine.
I asked you if your comedy career ever got in the way of your police work.
And it's not the same as a dogfish, because that's a real-life animal.
I can afford all this, Pat, because I'm incredible at my job. Case in point, I've been your agent for 7 hours, and I've already booked you your first TV gig.
Are you serious? TV is huge right now.
It's the pilot for Tom Allen's new panel show, Can I Get a Retweet? A quiz all about the online stuff that didn't go viral.
Theta, you're amazing. I could kiss you. Genuinely. I mean, we've barely been broken up a week. It wouldn't be that weird.
Don't even think about it. Other side of the desk. We are not getting back together. Back up a little more, actually. A bit further. Keep going until you reach the wall-mounted birdseed dispenser. Anyway, congratulations. To me, for negotiating the deal. Now get out of my office.
Had to get me some of that birdseed. I needed all the energy I could muster for when I met up with the gang later.
Why, Jesus Christ, what the fuck?
Are you jacking me? We got a practice heist coming up and you book yourself a panel
show? Panel show's a shit!
Spot on, Huey. Then
nothing but a bunch of insecure men shouting over women.
And they totally ignore anything the woman says.
Are you jacking me? We've got a practice heist coming up and you book yourself a panel show!
I'll sit here and smile.
I thought you'd all be happy for me. If my team wins, I get a trophy of Tom Allen's neck.
Fuck your trophy! You need to sort your priorities out, brains for shits!
Brains for shits was a regular Huey insult. It meant I'd shat my brain out my butt and become stupid as a result.
Hey! If a trophy of Tom Allen's neck is so valuable, how about we nick that instead?
Bring the practice heist to Acaster. I like it. Two cows, one bolt gun.
Sorry guys, but I think that's impossible. The trophy's on camera for the whole record.
Casinos are covered in cameras. It's the perfect simulation.
Damn right. I can't believe we were gonna burgle a vape shop. This is way better.
Let this be a lesson to you, Acaster. Never make fun of my hairline ever again. Okay, the practice heist happens at James's panel show. Everyone will be involved, and we will steal that trophy of Tom Allen's neck. Go on, hey! Guys! Hey!
So I've just got to buy my own vape, have I? Pay full price.
Nance was correct. They all had to buy their own vapes, and they weren't delighted about it.
Are you telling me that the reason my panel show pilot was a disaster is because you were pulling a practice heist?
I'm so sorry, Tom. You're probably wondering why you had an entirely new team of runners show up that day.
Don't be silly. I've never noticed a single runner in my life.
They were the SW6 gang in disguise. We detained the original team of runners by sending them on an impossible errand.
Robbing a casino.
Because what if they fluked it and saved us the trouble?
Did they?
No, they're all locked up in Max.
So every single runner was a gangster, is that right?
All bar one. An unexpected character showed up, playing a game all of her own.
Hello, James Acaster. Can I get you anything? Tea? Coffee? Multiple live gigs?
Angela!
Oh no, did they fire you as chief?
No. You fired me as your fake agent, though, forcing me to get my undercover fix wherever I can. I deliberately gave the wrong name at Starbucks this morning, but it wasn't the same. I need full immersion, Pat.
Are you here to mess with the practice heist? Because if we could not arrest them today, that'd be great. I've got a lot of material to write and then make appear off the cuff for this panel show.
No arrest today, matey boy. This police chief's here to do one thing and one thing only. Get herself inducted into the SW6 gang.
Hey, everybody. It's me, an anonymous runner. Did I hear someone say they wanted to join a terrible gang of dangerous criminals?
Worst thing that could have happened here. Donna knows Angela's the chief of police, but Angela knows nothing about Donna. It's like watching a cat toying with a mouse, but the mouse thinks the cat's a tasty piece of cheese.
Angela's voice sounds familiar.
I doubt it.
I can get you initiated today. What's your name, Runnersaurus Rex?
Angela.
Didn't even change her name?
Please excuse us, James Acaster. I'm about to have Angela here do a bunch of made-up shit for no reason. What say we begin by prank calling Mr. Tom Allen?
I knew it. She's the woman who tried to sell me a tea cozy.
Sounds nice.
The T stood for testicles. It was a knitted pouch for my balls.
Pretty funny stuff, to be fair. Maybe I should have got Angela to write for me that day, given that my actual writing team were an absolute nightmare.
Oh, boy. This is the coolest dressing room I've ever been in. We should probably do some drugs to celebrate, right?
It's a dump, Nish. This entire show is beneath us. Who's the nerd?
I'm a new writer on the block. James employed me to write for him, even though we belong to rival drug gangs.
Nish Kumar, pleased to meet you. If you don't mind talking shop, I have some questions about these drugs of yours. Question one. Can I have some?
No drugs until we finish work, Nish. And Evelyn, I assure you, Cougar is a truly gifted writer.
Clark's undercover name is Cougar. He was unaware it's a term for women who pursue younger men.
You know what? Since Cougar is so gifted, I'm gonna split. I'm a true disciple of comedy, and a TV studio will never be my church.
Yeah, I'm going to church too.
Right, Nish, we all know you're gonna score drugs. Just write with us and we'll reward you after.
That sounds like I won't get them right away, though. Not getting drugs right away on a TV set feels pretty silly and, frankly, unprofessional.
But I need to come up with 10 witty lines about this video of a baby doing nothing. Nish, Evelyn, please don't go.
How about, oh, baby?
Right, I'm going to go and get Evelyn and Nish back. Wait here, Cougar.
Oh, baby.
Nish, come on, man. We'll give you some bite-sized drugs beforehand. Get your creative juices flowing.
No need, my good buddy. I've just been sold some top-quality shit by this delightful little scamp.
And the pleasure was all mine, Mr. McIntyre.
Always give a new dealer an alias.
Angela, why are you selling drugs in the corridors?
Top of the notch stuff, Angie baby. Upselling them to a sharer bag of edibles? You're acing this initiation.
Yippee!
Now grab some eggs and meet me in the car park in 5.
Happy Easter, bitches!
She's the one who threw Easter eggs at my Lamborghini, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Sounds like it, yeah.
I get what's happening here, Donna. I abandoned you all those years ago, so now you're showing me what that feels like by having all my friends abandon me on my big day.
Nope. I'm setting fire to your day because you double-booked yourself. I'm teaching you a lesson.
Well, if it helps, I promise I will never abandon you ever again.
Hilarious. So if I said your awful friend is talking to your ex-wife round the corner, you wouldn't abandon me on the spot?
Evelyn! Sita!
James, you didn't tell me you had such funny friends.
What? I'm a comedian.
I was just telling Sita how much you look up to me and admire my comedy.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I paid you to be my writer for the day.
Did your management negotiate that, Evelyn? I haven't stolen someone else's client yet. I'd love to give poaching a go.
You know, Sita, I don't actually have any representation, so you can go ahead and poach me from myself.
Oh, how rude of me. This is Serpico, my number one client.
That's humble of you, Serpico, but I'm number two at best.
James, go and practice your laugh. There's some funny comedians on this panel, and I want you in as many reaction shots as possible.
Maybe Panther can help you with that.
It's Cougar, not Panther.
See you later, future stablemate.
Speaking of stablemates, I just signed the most remarkable horse. Tell me, Evelyn, do you like mentalism?
James, a word. Oh, I'm totally across my duties for the practice heist, Lawrence. I'm in charge of distractions. Although, it's currently my writing I'm getting distracted from.
Is that a joke?
Oh, God, I'm screwed.
We've got a big problem. I just stuck my noggin in your dressing room and I came face to face with an SW5 prick.
Oh, no. Oh, he must have been waiting to ambush me. Let me talk to him.
Too late. He's already scarpered. I managed to stab him in the leg, so we can't have got far.
You know what? I'll find him. You give that knife of yours a little rest.
Take Huey with you. He can even help with your writing. Huey's quite the dry wit.
I was thinking you could do a joke about the word viral, but make out it's referring to something rude, like chlamydia.
No vaping in the corridors.
Sebastian Sokol just loves to vape!
Oh, good, you're doing Sokols.
Mmm, hot fudge tiramisu.
Good luck, lads. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to fetch Bill Bailey his herbal bovril.
Herbal bovril, herbal bovril.
Credit where it's due, Lawrence was genuinely good at being a runner. He took his responsibilities really seriously.
Time out! I know where this is heading. You're the one who kidnapped Sarah Millican, aren't you?
Well, I temporarily detained Sarah Millican.
You threw a sack over her head and passed her off as Clark.
I simply snuck up on Millican during her pre-show nap, popped her in a comfortable sack and handed her over, claiming I'd caught the SW5 member. Huey was delighted and Clark didn't get stabbed again. Everybody wins.
Apart from Millican, who was tied up in a fucking sack.
Do you have any idea how difficult it was to find a last-minute replacement for Sarah Millican?
Well, if memory serves, Tom, I found you an adequate replacement within minutes.
And if memory serves, he was high as a kite.
Well, I think that's very much up for debate, Tom.
5 minutes of showtime. Let's get some mics on these panellists.
Oh, man, James, this is far out. Thanks for getting me a gig on this sparkly TV show, man. Oh, it's so sparkly. The desk is sparkly. Tom Allen's suit is sparkly. Big sparkly trophy. Oh, I'm a sparkly little boy.
Okay, he was high as a kite.
No need to thank me, Nish. Just don't be alarmed if at any point I start shouting fire. It's merely a distraction I have to cause for another project I'm working on. Also, don't tell anyone I told you that.
No worries, brother. I'm great at keeping secrets. For example, Evelyn told me not to tell you that your agent got her a job as a TV warm-up.
A TV warm-up? On what show?
Hey, everybody. Are you ready to get warm the fuck up or what? Okay, chill out. It was a simple question. Now, what a warm-up would usually do is get you to do a bunch of clapping and cheering games, treat you like toddlers, but I have more respect for you than that. So I'm going to do what I always do and give the audience a hefty dose of the truth. First things first, why do we all walk around pretending like we're not going to die?
I've had recurring nightmares about this warm-up. She reduced the energy in the room to zero by monologuing about England voting against its best interests every election.
Good on Sita for adding another human to her roster, though.
I don't know why she bothers. That dog she's got is amazingly talented.
Yeah, but he can only play Murdoch, so how long's that going to last? I can play any character people throw at me.
Can't play a Murdoch, though.
Can too, just not as well as someone who's fully dog.
Yes, but a dog only has to do half the acting.
Thank you, Tom, exactly. It's less of a stretch for a dog or a fish to play the role than it is for a human boy like me.
I think the fish is the most impressive. It has to be itself on the bottom half, but a dog on its top half, so it's playing itself and another character.
Isn't the dog doing that as well?
Yeah, but playing a fish tail isn't as hard as playing a dog face.
As Evelyn persisted with the audience warm-up, it was nearly time for my TV debut.
And that is why it's important to go to therapy. Do you guys even like comedy, or what's the deal here?
Oh, boy. Evelyn's having such a great gig. It's amazing.
This is the highest you've ever been.
Damn right it is. He bought from the best.
Sorry to interrupt, Squiggle Dicks. Angie, do what it is like only you can.
Back in a jiffy.
What's she up to now?
Stealing Joe Brandt's wristwatch. I've had the best day. Never thought I'd see the chief of police spray paint a wall on a dick.
You mean spray paint a dick on a wall?
Nope.
Unbelievable.
I'm truly sorry, Tom.
I didn't dare show it to anyone for months. It looked like a miniature chimney. Also, it clashed with my polka dot testicle cozy.
I didn't mean to abandon you back in the day, Donna. I'd actually gone to bargain with that undercover cop, for our sake. The man was clearly onto us.
Sweet Caroline, I don't give a solitary toss, Sprungles. You have any idea how many failed partnerships I tried after you Houdini'd me? One dude couldn't do accents unless it was a direct impression of Forrest Gump. And he couldn't get into it without saying, "It jumped up and bit me in the buttocks." Bottom line, I don't want to be anyone's Ginny ever again. I'm Timberlake, and Timberlake don't get jealous when NSYNC sings at Epcot.
Got it! I nicked her wedding ring as well to score brownie points.
This ain't the brownies, honey. Now let's flush these goodies down Gloria Honeyford's private commode.
Yippee!
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Anyway, they're waving at me now, which means it's time to start the show.
Thank God.
Shut up, moron! Okay, coming off the opening titles, and here's what's-his-face. Applaud now, idiots.
Thank you, everyone, and welcome to Can I Get a Retweet? The panel show that unearths the posts the internet forgot. For example, how did we forget this guy? And why weren't we sharing this last Christmas? Hey, how about that Evelyn Mock? What a warm-up. I can't wait to talk to the producers about her future after this show.
Hey, while you're at it, ask the producers why they made this show so sparkly. It's hurting my eyes, man.
Okay.
They should call this show, Can I Get Some Sunglasses? Am I right?
I see. This is the kind of humor you're after, I suppose?
What? Stuff that's funny? Yep.
Fire! There's a fire! All right, moving on to our first round, United States of America, where we take a look at some Yankee Facebook posts and scrutinize them.
Oh, man, I'd like to scrutinize a plate of hash browns right now. I got the munchies real bad.
Fire! Fire! James, if you have funny things to say, may I suggest waiting for the applause to die down?
Where the fuck is my Rolex?
Oh, my God. I've just seen the first American status, and it's a photo of a stack of pancakes. One ticket to Munchtown, please!
I've never seen someone do so well on a panel show, and with such a tough crowd.
You're telling me. I was supposed to have caused a distraction by now, but kept getting drowned out by Nish's applause breaks. Then, things got even worse.
If this is what I think it is, then it's the single most bizarre occurrence I have ever witnessed in the world of show business. Roll the tape, Adams.
And I was like, is that so? Because I couldn't give a flying fuck into a rolling donut!
There's a fire! Acaster! You think I'm stupid or something, Acaster? This sack doesn't contain any SW5 scum. It's household name and national treasure, Sarah Soddy Milliken.
Sir, do not come any further. Stay over there and we'll have security come and meet you.
Oh. Ow! Milliken kicked me in the shin!
Okay, for the listener, that was the sound of Sarah Milliken running bound and blindfolded across a TV set, up a ramp, straight into a 10-foot-deep dunk tank.
A rather expensive 10-foot-deep dunk tank, thank you very much.
Can we hear the sound again? I think it's so funny.
Sure, if you like.
Oh, one more. Just one.
Oh, I'd actually like to hear it again now. It is rather pleasing.
It's a funny noise, albeit the noise of a deeply distressed individual receiving the shock of her life. Luckily, there was an undercover cop on hand to save the day.
Play it from the noise again.
Oh, yes, do!
Oh, no! Milliken! This is all my fault!
That sound was hilarious, man. Hope they recorded it.
I've got to save her. Hang on, Sarah!
The glass won't break. The dunk tank's too robust.
Pat, we have to go. I can't have one of my clients caught up in this mess.
But Milliken needs my help!
As your agent, I'm advising you to get away from everyone's phones. I'm already taking a risk bringing Serpico out here. People might think he's involved.
Involved? Sita! That's the best idea I've ever heard!
Hey! Bring him back here! Bring back my wonder dog!
Time to put that Murdog train into good use, Serpico. Now get in that dunk tank and save Milliken!
Ha! Oh my God, that was a goner!
My word! That little dog just saved Sarah Milliken's life. What's that little fella's name?
His name is Serpico. He's the country's premier canine actor, and his skills are not limited to playing Murdogs. Contact Sita's Creatures with any booking inquiries.
I am also represented by Sita's Creatures.
Bit weird.
Well, now we've found Sarah Milliken, I think it's best we start the show again. Bye-bye, Nish. No longer needed.
Does the green room have weed in it? You know, because it's called the green room?
Come on, Mr. Kumar. The magic's over.
Best day of my life.
Sarah Millican, do you want to dry off before we begin?
Oh, no, you can make me look dry in post.
This is the best herbal Bovril I have ever tasted. And I've tasted a lot.
And has anyone caught that awfully scary London gangster from earlier?
Sorry, boss. We've looked far and wide, but couldn't find him.
Thank you, anonymous German runner. Are we ready to start?
Depends. Who do you want me to save from drowning this time?
Very good. Welcome to Can I Get a Retweet, where four hilarious comedians compete for this magnificent trophy. The trophy is gone!
Gotcha, motherfucker!
Where is it?
Somewhere you'll never find it.
They smashed it to pieces when they were pissed and gave it to a busker.
Oh, if it's any consolation, Tom, even smashed to pieces, the busker could still tell it was your neck, mate. That's how iconic your neck is, man.
What did you think of the sound quality during this episode, Tom? Clean, right? All the water stuff was clear as a bell. Not easy to capture with a single lapel mic.
Well, I thought you gained access to the studio mics to make it sound better.
How about I turn your mic off right now? How'd you like that? And where is this reference? You've written nothing.
You know what, Adams? I'm looking for someone to head up the sound team for a new talk show I'm hosting, if you're up for the challenge. They're rebooting Trisha, but with me as the host. Keeping the same name, obviously.
Oh, I see. I got your panel show cancelled, so you're still my producer.
Let this be a lesson to everybody listening. You never fuck with Tom Allen, the brand new host of Trisha.
Oh, my God, we did it. Oh, Billy Jane, what a blast. James, my lad, genius.
Genius? He sent me on a wild goose chase.
He caused the best distraction I've seen in over 50 years of criminal activity, Huey.
Apologies, Huey. I had to keep you in the dark or it wouldn't have worked.
Did you at least use some of my jokes in the show?
Oh, yeah. I used the one about how Twitter should be called shitter. They loved it.
Ah, so they like the cerebral stuff. Good to know.
There's still the small issue of this SW5 piece of shit. Please, tell me you caught him for real, James, or I'm going to go right back to being in a grump with you. I'm sorry, but it is what it is what it is.
Ah, well, the thing about that SW5 guy is...
He's right here.
Get your goddamn SW6 hands off of me!
Clark! Cougar! Look at his stabbed up leg. I did that. Nice work catching him, Donna.
Donna didn't catch this bastard. I did. And it was like taking candy from a baby. A baby that prefers savoury dishes to desserts.
That sounds like an unusual baby, but who might you be?
Me? They call me Angela. And I'm the newest member of your goddamn crew.
Springleaf was written by and starred James Acaster. It featured the voices of Bill Bailey, Chloe Petz, Donald Gleason, Evelyn Mock, Finn Wolfhard, Freya Parker, Jason Forbes, Joe Brand, Kath Hughes, Kima Bob, Nathaniel Metcalf, Nish Kumar, Pat Cahill, Phil Wang, Sarah Millican, Sharon D. Clark, and Sindhu V. And our studio guest was Tom Allen. Extra jokes were by Alison Spittle, Celia A.B., Ken Chen, Matthew Crosby, Rose Johnson, and Tucson Douglas. Massive thanks to everyone who backed the Kickstarter, including executive producers Brian F. Otting, Heather Peteroy, Janine Giswaldo, Mel Stacey, and Stephen Bailey. And also to Acast for having us as part of the Acast Creator Network. Original music is by Namdi, and sound design is by Charlie Brandon King. The assistant producers were Katie Sayer and Michaela Carmichael. The producer was Lindsay Fenner, and Springleaf is a Mighty Bunny production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.